Why Habits Are Hard to Break and the 1 Degree Shift, part 3 of a 3-part series of articles. So here we are. How to action these 1 degree changes. You will recall in part 2 of the series of articles that I talked about what a 1 degree change is and why it is all that's actually needed rather than the 90-degree change or the quick fix that we're all looking for. So what is the what, the when, and the how to action these 1 degree changes? Here's how to start. Firstly, establish what you really do want to change very carefully and think about how much you need to change and the period over which you need to change. That's the first thing. The second point is to think through and identify the busy work elements in your business and also identify the effective work elements within your business. Now, referring to an earlier article of mine, if you've already done this, then so much the better, because all you need to do is refresh the second step rather than actually work through all of it. Thirdly, identify the key drivers in your business which can be improved by adopting and applying effective work to these drivers. Again, as per earlier articles that I've published, if in fact you've gone from busy work to effective work, you've worked through that process and you've identified your key drivers, your 5 KPIs, again, stage 2 and 3, that's fantastic. Again, we're knitting these into the 1 degree change framework now. So if you've already actioned steps 2 and 3, fantastic. Don't, however, skip stage 1, establishing what you really do want to change, thinking about how much you need to change and the period over which you will change. Okay. And then there's step 4, identify the people and teams within your business who are going to drive the effective work. This is absolutely critical because without doing that, you're going to be like a boat without a rudder. Fifthly then, now focus on the 1 degree shifts that need to be applied to change busy work into effective work. Focus on that per leadership team, the most effective people, the leaders in your business, the managers in your business, and ensure that they focus on that with each of their people. And if you're running a small business, and in fact you've got a direct impact on every one of your people, then do the same thing. There just won't be so many layers. Next, set up a process of action, review, and recognition regarding these 1 degree shifts. Make them visible, make them normal, and reward them. You can see how prior articles around normality, around reward, and visibility is critical. These all knit together. And lastly, watch and analyze the positive results within your business happening, and most important of all, keep going. Keep going on this. Build momentum with it. It certainly helps to have a person with in-depth experience in terms of affecting 1 degree shifts both within themselves and also with other people, other teams and other businesses. Thank you very much.